It's time for today's daily devotional. Don't forget, if you've missed any of this week's devotional on running out of gas, we've actually started adding that to the website along with the worksheet as well. And you can thank Lizzie for that, because she was telling me over the weekend one of the things she loves the most about devotionals is the questions and places to fill in the blanks. And so that's how we started doing that. So her inspiration for that. So pretty much I post the devotional, which you can download as a PDF, or you can listen to the audio as well. All right, today's devotional is When the Load is Too Heavy. We are on day 4 of running out of gas, and we are staying with the same scripture focus, Isaiah 40:29. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Today we're going to talk about two ways of running out of gas, and that might be, number one, you're carrying a heavy load, or number two, when we believe that the limits just don't apply to us. Now, we may not always realize it, but the heavier the load we carry on a vehicle, the more fuel we burn. Whether it's a packed schedule, the weight of caring for others, grief that we haven't named yet, or responsibilities that we can't share, all those things tend to add up. The burden may not be wrong, but it does require more energy, it requires more time, it requires more rest. And sometimes we look around and we wonder why we feel so drained when we see other people who seem to be managing fine, right? But we don't know the weight in their trailer. We don't know what they're hauling. We only know the strain in our own engine, and God does too. And moving on to the second point for today, we believe that those limits just don't apply to us. There are moments when we start believing that we don't have any limits. That's pride, even if it's dressed in responsibility or even if it's disguised as faithfulness. We act like the gas gauge doesn't apply to us. Oh, yeah, well, manufacturer's manual said, oh, I can get down to this. No, that doesn't apply to us. Yeah, you've said it probably maybe a time or two. We convince ourselves that we can run full speed without Sabbath, prayer, worship, or even community. But the truth always catches up with us. Burnout isn't a moral failure. It's often the result of living like we're the source instead of the servant. Isaiah 40 is clear. Even the strongest get tired. Even the young stumble. But the promise is for those who admit they're faint, who wait on the Lord instead of pushing forward in pride, he gives strength to those who stop and ask. He refuels those who are honest without being empty. If you're feeling empty like I am today, it's time for us to refocus and let's stop pretending that we're okay, that we're fine. Let's stop acting like we're superhuman. Our tank has limits, but God's strength doesn't. Don't forget, we're focusing on three words this week: stop, rest, and refuel. As we go to you today in prayer, God, sometimes we carry more than we should. Other times, we carry what you've given us, but we forget to rest in you. Help us notice when we're running low. Remind us of that. Your grace meets us in our limits, not after them. We lay down pride and we pick up dependence. Give us the strength that we need for the load that we are carrying today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.